Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I've got something I want to talk to you about with regard to something the president said recently. In a speech that he gave while he was out of the country, President Obama declared climate change, which we used to call global warming, right, until that became an unfortunate term. And so now it's climate change. He says climate change is the global threat of our time. And he revealed his plans that he wants to implement to address it. He's already been working on this. And that is to make, that is to turn the United States into to producing a lot less carbon emissions by replacing the carbon fuels, fossil fuels, with renewable energy, solar, wind, etc., right? Those are his plans, and he's working hard to make that happen. Well, the president's correct about one thing. The climate is changing on planet Earth. 5,000 feet of ice covered Ohio. A glacier covered Ohio at one point in time. When the ice started melting 10,000 years ago, the receding force carved out the Great Lakes, and the meltwater that came from that turned on halfway around the world almost, turned a small lake into the Black Sea. So yes, climate change is real on planet Earth, but it's been going on a long time. But is climate change really the global threat of our time? We wanted to know what small business owners thought about that. So in our recent online poll, we ask about that. What do you think about the president's position and about his plans? Here's what you told us. 12% of you said the president is right. 12%. The president is right that climate change is the global threat of our time. 8% said that climate change is a concern, but it's not our greatest threat. But the rest, 80% of our sample, 8 out of 10, were the folks that President Obama called the flat earth crowd. He actually said, we don't have time. His exact words, I think, was, we don't have time for a meeting of the flat earth society, meaning anyone who disagrees with him, anyone who would just like to debate him, anyone who would have their another opinion or maybe some facts that he hasn't put into evidence. Those people he calls the flat earth crowd. And of that group, though, of that 80%, a third of our respondents think that climate change just isn't a problem. But 43% of our respondents said climate change zealots are the greatest threat of our time. There are at least three reasons. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, folks. Take some notes. This is going to be on the test. There are at least three reasons business owners don't seem to be showing President Obama any love or any respect for his climate change agenda. Here's the first one. President Obama likes to pick winners and losers. We know about that, right? We've seen it over and over again. He likes to pick winners and losers, but Mr. President, you like to do that, but you're not very good at it. The Heritage Foundation reported that that 34 companies that received over $7 billion of green energy loan guarantees from the government as a result of President Obama's already in place plans, alternative fuel plans, 34 received $7 billion in guarantees. 19 have already filed for bankruptcy. Of those 34, 19 have already filed for bankruptcy. The rest are either laying off workers or headed to bankruptcy. 34 companies that the president chose to receive $7 billion in loan guarantees are not working out. Here's number two. Unilateral sacrifice by the U.S. won't stop global warming. Folks, what the president's doing is he's imposing these carbon limits. He's declared a war on coal. He's imposing that on the U.S. Other countries won't be subjected to that. China, for example, is the worst polluter in the world. They emit 1/4 of global CO2, but only produce 10% of global GDP. Mr. President, check back with us when China signs on to your plans. And the third reason is U.S. businesses aren't getting credit for carbon emissions progress we've already made, especially when measured against gross domestic product. Listen to this, folks. U.S., America, produced 22% of global GDP, almost 1/4 of global GDP, but only 18% of carbon emissions. The International Energy Agency reports that America has cut carbon emissions by more than any other country in the last 6 years, down to, get this, folks, down to 1990 levels. Some of you might remember that number, 1990. That's the number Al Gore wanted America to get to by signing the Kyoto Accords. Back in 98, I'd only been on the air for a few months, I started covering the Kyoto Accords, and that never got ratified, only by a few countries, and the U.S. never ratified it. But the goal was to get American emissions from businesses back to 1990 levels. Guess what? In the last 15 years, American businesses have done that without signing on to Kyoto. But we haven't been getting credit for that. Here's another way to look at that. American businesses have almost tripled GDP in the last 23 years without increasing emissions. Mr. President, American businesses deserve high fives, not higher energy bills. America needs a national energy plan that builds on what we've accomplished, the resources we own, and the technology we can create without making us less competitive. Business owners deal in facts, Mr. President, not ideology. Something to think about, folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.